From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Federal Communications Commission may soon open the door to what some are calling Wi-Fi on steroids. The FCC is scheduled to vote tomorrow on the use of so-called white spaces. These unused airwaves between TV channels could provide greater broadband access to consumers. Technology companies are pleased by the prospect of selling devices that will provide the access, but broadcasters, musicians, and some microphone manufacturers are less than thrilled, as Joel Rose reports.
If you've got a Wi-Fi network in your home or office, you know the signal doesn't always make it through floors and walls.
That's the real cool thing about this technology, that it's able to go through the steel in our building.
Leanne Lucas-Helber is the CEO of Hocking Valley Community Hospital in Logan, Ohio. Her hospital has a new wireless network that goes way beyond the edge of its campus, all the way to the county health department and even to ambulances in the field.
Creating a direct link between the field and the hospital that would transmit some data about the condition of the patient in real time.
The reason this experimental network is stronger than normal Wi-Fi isn't just the antennas or receivers. It also has to do with the airwaves it uses to transmit data. The lower frequencies occupied by TV stations are better at passing through walls and other obstacles, so technology companies are eager to start using them to connect phones, laptops, and other devices to the Internet. And Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski wants to help.
What we're going to do is the first significant release of white spaces in over 20 years.
TV stations need licenses to use the airwaves, but the FCC wants to open up the so-called white spaces between channels so that tech companies can use them without a license. Genachowski says it's the same approach that worked 25 years ago.
The FCC put spectrum out that was unlicensed, let innovators innovate, and they develop Wi-Fi. This new unlicensed spectrum will allow super Wi-Fi, broadband access over much larger coverage areas.
The FCC first approved new white space rules 2 years ago, but concerns about interference, well, interfered. Now the agency is poised to vote again on rules that would open white spaces for wider use. But some thorny technical questions persist. Broadcasters worry that new devices would hurt TV reception. They're not the only ones who are nervous.
Pass interference, number 84, offense.
It's really not acceptable to be in the middle of a live broadcast and have a glitch.
Carl Winkler is a spokesman for Electrosonics, a company that makes the kind of wireless microphones that pro sports leagues, Broadway theaters, and others use. He's worried that you could be watching your favorite team and miss a crucial call because of interference from white space Wi-Fi.
We're all for innovation. We're all for economic development. But at what cost to the people that have to create the content? Sporting institutions and theme parks, churches, touring musicians, and so on.
FCC officials say they're receptive to these concerns. The rules the commission will vote on tomorrow reportedly place some white spaces off limits to new devices. Those rules aren't public, but Sasha Meinrath at the New America Foundation, a Washington, D.C. think tank, worries that the FCC will place too many restrictions on white spaces, especially in big cities where there are more TV stations crowding the dial.
So it looks right now like they're prioritizing wireless microphones over broadband connectivity, which means that in many major metropolitan areas throughout the United States, there will be zero white space available. Which, of course, if you're a manufacturer of white space devices and you can't sell them to people living in, the top 10 markets of the United States, that's not a very viable technology to begin with.
It's not clear if the FCC can find a compromise that will satisfy all of the competing interests today. But FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski says innovators will find ways to use white spaces more efficiently tomorrow.
It'll help in ways that we can't completely anticipate, which is the beauty of unlicensed spectrum. This is a platform for innovators to design new products, new services on very robust spectrum for broadband access.
But first, the FCC has to convince the old products and services to make room. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.